Apollo Control, Houston. As you no doubt surmised, Frank Borman did take Jerry Carr's advice and decided to grab some shut-eye. Jim Lovell, now awake, took the last part of that transmission. In our verbal update on the flight plan, as you had heard, our next set of star sightings will use the moon horizon as a reference rather than the Earth, this being for Program 23. Also, our flight dynamics officer, who was closely scrutinizing mid-course trade-offs and looking over a 1.1 foot per second delta V versus something on the order of 3 feet per second, is strongly inclined towards recommending a mid-course at the 61-hour GET mark rather than 47 hours. An additional factor there, the water dump, which would occur after the 47-hour mark, could very possibly negate part of a very minimal mid-course anyway. The recommendation that it appears likely the crew will go with regard to the cabin temperature is one whereby one of the cabin fans would be turned on and the heat exchanger put to full hot. There is some possibility that there would be an increase in noise level, but this again becomes a trade-off. At 43 hours, 10 minutes, 45 seconds into the flight Apollo 8, continuing to monitor, this is Apollo Control, Houston.